From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Thai authorities continue the search for suspects in Monday's deadly Bangkok bombing. Authorities in Thailand say they're searching for suspects in the Hindu shrine explosion late Monday that killed at least 22, including several tourists. More than 120 were wounded. A second blast Tuesday in the Thai capital caused no casualties. Among the dead Monday were several Asian tourists. Chris and Julie Harris are visiting Thailand from Britain.
A little bit scary. Obviously, two bombs in 2 days, and we're going to move on to Chiang Mai, where it's a bit quieter.
Get out of Bangkok, really, because, you know, everywhere you go, you just don't know, you know, what's around.
The government says the blast near the Erawan Hindu shrine Monday was aimed at crippling the economy, including the vital tourist industry. There's been no claim of responsibility. The shrine has reopened to the public. South Sudan's government says it needs 2 weeks to consider a proposed peace deal with rebels that President Salva Kiir declined to sign Monday in Ethiopia. Foreign Minister Barnaba Mario Benjamin told VOA the document was the same as a previous agreement the government insisted had to be changed.
The document that they said was actually the final agreement on the peace process between the government and the other various opposition groups was the right document, and we felt no. In fact, it was the same document that was presented last time. We shared with our citizens here in the country, various government institutions, civil society organizations, and political parties, and they had recommended that certain changes had to be made.
He says the government will begin talks Wednesday with non-governmental groups, political parties, and other stakeholders to determine how to best move the peace process forward. Rebel leader Riek Machar signed the deal in Addis Ababa Monday. This is VOA News. Another well-known Senate Democrat says he'll vote against